Today, on the Monday holiday, we close out the big weekend of the fall when thousands hit the road looking for the most colorful signs of the autumn senescence. Senescence is the aging and the death of the leaves on the trees, which is when the bright yellows, oranges, and reds of the fall foliage are revealed. And have you noticed that this year the region's trademark fall foliage seems particularly vibrant? To find out more about the leaf season and the science behind it, we turn now to research biologist Abby Vandenberg at the University of Vermont. Good morning, Abby, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
No problem.
It seems to me that the foliage is incredibly bright this season. Am I right about that? And what have you been seeing in Vermont and around the rest of New England?
In Vermont, at least where I have been observing it, I also have been seeing some pretty nice foliage this season, and a lot of people are reporting the same thing all across New England.
Why is that? And how does the weather affect the growing season and the color of leaves?
One thing to remember is that the development of colors that we see in fall is really the result of a complex interplay of a lot of different factors. So one of the things we have going for us is that we had a really terrific growing season. So we had a lot of dense, sort of lush foliage this year because of all the rain we had. So when the fall senescence is beginning this year, the leaves that were on the trees were actually in pretty decent shape. And then we also at least hypothesized that the weather that occurs and the conditions that occur during the fall senescence period can also impact the way colors develop.
How so, from what we know?
To have nice foliage, the leaves have to remain on the trees. So, for example, if we have a really, say, a fall with heavy frost early on or a lot of wind or rain, the leaves can actually abscise. They can actually fall off the trees a little earlier than they would in other years. But we also know that some of the pigments, especially the red anthocyanin pigments that develop during fall coloration in some species, that their development and synthesis can be affected by various weather factors. In particular, we believe that at least in some species, the anthocyanin pigments are promoted by cold temperatures.
You mean it's sort of the opposite of what happens to maple trees in the springtime when suddenly warm temperatures trigger the flow of sap that we then turn into maple syrup in the fall? If we get some cold temperatures, that helps in the development of color?
Well, not quite, but sort of parallel to that, yes. Cold temperatures can expedite, at least in some species we think, expedite the anthocyanin biosynthesis. And of course, that's only part of the process that goes on during color development. So one of the processes that goes on, and that goes on in basically all species, is simply the breakdown, or the leaves stop synthesizing new chlorophyll, and chlorophyll, then the existing chlorophyll in the leaf that creates the green color, begins to break down. And that process is actually primarily in response to just the decrease in day length. So that process where the green breaks down, revealing the yellow and sometimes orange carotenoids that are always present in the leaves underneath, that actually really is responding to day length. It will kind of go on the way it normally does and isn't so much modulated by temperature and environmental factors.
In your studies of this, have you found that some species respond better than others? I ask because I have a maple in my backyard that is actually bright orange right now when it's usually not in the fall. This is perhaps the most colorless, usually colorless maple tree on the planet, but this year it's beautiful.
Yes, we do see a lot of variation in individual trees from year to year. We've also seen in some previous work that we've done, it appears that trees that are undergoing possibly a little bit of stress might actually be more likely to produce more red coloration in the fall. So it could be something going on with your tree, maybe a little nutrient stress or some drought stress, for example.
Abby Vandenberg, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. We surely appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Abby Vandenberg is a research assistant professor in biology and works on the Proctor Maple Center project at the University of Vermont in Burlington.